David from Pennsylvania asks, in the news this Friday, there were two fires in the north of Israel. I know that barring a danger to life, one is not to directly extinguish a fire on Shabbos. However, what is the responsibility of the state in this regard? If the fire cannot be extinguished before Shabbos and there is enough time to tell people to evacuate before Shabbos, are they allowed to continue fighting the fire on Shabbos? Does it matter if the fire is near a Jewish neighborhood, a non-Jewish neighborhood, or in the middle of an uninhabited area? In general, what are the halachic guidelines of a Jewish state with regards to keeping Shabbos as compared to a Jewish individual? Let's start with the end first. The responsibilities of a Jewish state are the same as for any Jewish individual, since a state is made up of individuals. The state has no more permission to desecrate the Shabbos than an individual has. If the fire presents even a reasonable threat to human life, even if people could be evacuated, but there may be old people or children or babies that could be overcome by smoke, then the fire may be put out even on Shabbos. If there is absolutely no danger to life, only to property, then the fire cannot be extinguished on Shabbos.